Parashas Chukas, Ben Odom Lachaveiro. So we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished not to go into Eretz Yisrael, Hela de Gazach. ויאמר משה שמעת את זה דו ויחס הסל ומתר פעם ואית שמיים רבי תשת או עדו ויאמר אשר משה ולען לו יען לו ימד ולך תשעני לעין אבני ישראל לכן לא סוביאס לכל הזה אל האורת אשר נסעתי להם משה בן is punished with a tremendous oynish not to go into Eretz Yisrael as we were back last time it wasn't not to go but not to lead Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael not to be the manik that's taking Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael As a pellet of Gazach, Rabbi said, for speaking to the rock, for not speaking to the rock, for hitting the rock, that's the terrible Aveira. They shouldn't get into Eretz Yisrael. So Ramban takes issue, and Ramban says a tremendous, fascinating pshat, Rabbi said. Fidaiti. Aber ist das Schäler, so ist das Schäler auch. Oh, so der Ramban says, that the Aveiro of Moshe Rabbeinu over here, Ramban says tremendous pshat. And he explains that the Ikka Aveiro over here was a tremendous thing, which is a big chiddush. He says it wasn't. The Ikka he brings from Rav Moshe, the Ramba. So if Perek Dalish Mona Prokum Sovolay Svara, Kimesh Rabbeinu Choto, his Choto was not to Litzar HaRakzonis. He leaned towards the Midah of Rakzonis, but Omro Shimu No Hamoirim. He said, "Listen, you rebellious children, you rebellious ones." And this was the Aveira. Not the hitting of not listening to the burning, but hitting the rock. Because Hashem told him take the matter. There was a mokum. That wasn't the big aveira over here. The aveira that caused the tremendous chil Hashem. The aveira that caused Moshe Rabbeinu not to go into Eretz Yisrael was the fact that it was not a letzara rakzonis. That he leaned. There was inclination towards rakzonis. So it's anger. But Omro Shimu no Hamoirim. Moshe Rabbeinu had to chastise them. He had to give them Teichocha. But the way he worded it, the way he spoke, bespoke a inyan, an inclination of anger. Shimu no Hamoirim. Listen, you rebellious ones. He could have told them, listen. Klal Yisrael. You have to understand it's the wrong thing. Shimu no Hamoirim and Moirim es Moireya and the ones who want to teach them are their teachers. Dikteikel of Hashem Yisborosh Ye'odom Kamoyo Koyeis Lefnei Adas Bnei Yisrael Mokum Shein Roy Boi HaKas. Hashem was medactic with him in a place there was no mokum for kas. He was Koyeis. V'chok Yoyitz B'zeh B'dino Isha Hu Chil Hashem. Says the Ramban, a person of that stature, a person who's in that God greatness, he's a teacher. And here we learn a big yisoid about that. If a person wants to be a teacher, it doesn't work. People don't only learn from the actual Torah that you teach, the subject that you teach. In Torah, it doesn't go that way. People learn from the mensch. People learn from the person himself. The purpose of a teacher, especially Moshe Rabbeinu, was the Rabbi in Shal Yisrael, was to give over and to teach from every act, every nuance, every movement of his body, everything that he reacted to, how they're going to be matzliach to get to Olam Hazeh Mabor. How could it appear on him the meat of kas? But Apulos Harois, unbelievable pshat, Rabbi Yisrael. He explains Mazba. The shul loy loy medam esiv loy and misha ain loy malav. Misha bekitzer v'chomasha. Because a rule should cause amr shul of Hashem and lepris midah v'shul yodeh shehashem koas olenu. Bekitzer sevah shul dava. This is the Rambam brings from the shame of the argues on something, but this is from the shame of the Rambam. The Rambam Shmona Prakim says that the reason why, reason for the terrible, terrible punishment of Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing to do with hitting the rock. It was the actual Musar, Teichacha, and not the Musar, but the way he gave it, that it was a midas of Ragzonis, it was came from a midas Akash, Rabbi Yisrael. And therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rabban Shal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael have to learn from him. We can teach that also. A person has to be the one to teach. The was Chil Hashem, and therefore he's Mechal Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is Makom Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Maral Diskin said. That's why, whatever the Chil Hashem was, that's why the Midah Kenegdo was Eretz Yisrael. The Maral Diskin said, because Eretz Yisrael is the Makom of Kedusha, of Kiddush Hashem. So Meila, someone was Mechal, not Zoich, but Lameisa, it's even more that Lachin Los Anhigwas and Leviya Samazan. Going to Eretz Yisrael was the Mokoim of Kiyam Terebits on the highest form. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be the leader because in that area, in that Midah of Ragzon, we showed his Ragzonis, there was a Chesarin of being able to manage Klal, they're looking to you, to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're looking to you. To understand and to know how to act in every situation. Hema mei meriva. These are the borders of meriva. When it comes to meriva, a person has to know that kas is not the proper reaction. A person has to know how, even if he's being instigated by others, he has to know how to keep calm and remain settled and not get all agitated and upset to the point that he gets angry, minus ragzonis, and the result of speaking in such a strong and harsh way was because that was minus ragzonis. But the Maisa, we know the Chazal tell us that even if we don't learn that with the Chet of Boisai, it's Vadid, Rashi says, Rashi brings it, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Baal HaKlal Kaas over here. And because Baal HaKlal Kaas, Baal HaKlal Tos, he misidentified the rock. And that came because of the Baal HaKlal Kaas. And Kaas causes a person to be Toya, Rabbi said. And when a person is a Toya, it's Chas V'Shaloi. He doesn't have any Siyat Dishmaya. Midas HaKas is something that a person has to understand is not just not healthy and not a good, and it doesn't cause good vibes on both sides. Midas HaKas is something that destroys the etzem mitzias of a mensch, but more than that, it's mesalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mesalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person has Midas HaKas on both sides, it's very, very dangerous for the person himself. It's dangerous because a person needs Yata Dishmaya and it's all his hanhogat. All his actions and all his hachlotas, he needs Yata Dishmaya. And the Gemara says in Psalm 66a, Kol HaKoyes, when a person's Koyes is Torah, his Chochma, Mistalakas Mimeno, he forgets his no Chochma, he loses his Chochma. Chochma Mistalakas Mimeno, Kol HaKoyes, Chochma Mistalakas Mimeno. And the pshat is partial, Rabbi Yisai, because in order for a person to have emesa, first of all, there's chokhmas achayim. But a person that's koyes, his mind is not settled, he can't think properly. He's all too roigas in that way, he can't think properly. Answer. But it's more, Rabbi Yisai, a person for order for chokhmas to stay in a person. The Gemara says he needs the ayin. Mayasa adam v'yachkav. The Gemara says, Yarabi b'yeshiva. Says the Gemara, 70 be in Nida. Harbi Asu, many people did this, will also be Yodim, a Yispal al Misha Chachma Shalai. In order to observe the Chachma, a person needs Yatim and Shemaya. He needs Yatim and Shemaya from the Kodesh Bova. The Chachma to have Chachma is Yatim and Shemaya. But a person is Koyes, Ki Loi, and Avodah Zohar, is Messalak to banish them from him. He Messalak to banish them from you. You don't have no Yatim and Shemaya, the Chachma doesn't stay in, Abbasah. It's dangerous, Abbasah. But the chain lo saviu as ha'omazeh. Maybe there's another type of people would say to be a manhig, to be able to be manhig, you have to have to be able to be, if you're the biggest decision maker. And if chas v'shalom is a midas hakas is present, if he shows midas hakas in the anhoga for klal Yisrael, it's a very dangerous thing. It could be mate the midas hanhoga as it did over here. Vayake esamei pa'amayim, he made a mistake from hitting the rock. And instead of speaking to the Ra. And when you're involved with the tzibur, when you're involved with people, that could be very agitating. This is a test, and you have to know how to handle it. And if Chas v'Shalom is a midas hakas, so it's going to be gurim, a toys in hanhaga Chas v'Shalom, which it did over here. So l'chein lo saviu es ha'om hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu can't be the man who takes them into Eretz Yisrael, because he showed this midas hakas. We have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, as people, boys, as men, we have to talk man to man now, Rabbi Yisai. As men, we are manhigim. Whether we be a manhig of an Eida, whether we be a manhig of a shul, or a manhig of a killer, or we're just going to be a manhig of our own home, Rabbi Yisai. The man is in charge of running the home. He has to be manhig. And the most important vessel in his brain is his brain, his GPS system, Rabbi Yisrael. And a person is that's bolach lal kas, Rabbi Yisrael, is bolach lal toys. You need chokhma. You need chokhma in your relationship with your wife and your children and your chinuch, Rabbi Yisrael. There's so many decisions that have to be made, Rabbi Yisrael. And because being involved in a home, there's a lot of May Meriva over there, Rabbi Yisai. Not May Aiden. There's also May Meriva besides in the house. There's Merivas, there's things that come upon. A person has to be able to hold his own and remain calm, Rabbi Yisai. Calm the waters, because you're the one that's looked up in the family for the anhaga. The wife looks to you. What do we do now? He's having a temper tantrum. So smack him and beat him up until he's black and blue. And then he's back, he's in Applebaum 3 years later. Why? Because they beat him, but he's black and blue, he had trauma. What happened? It was a little bit of a wild situation, he was a little bit of that, and he lost it. He flew off the handle, as they say. The kid flew off the handle, the father flew off the van, takes after dad. Anyway, so he beat him to a pulp. Is that the anhaga that came out of Kaz? Did it have any mahalach, Rabbi Yisai? We said choser, but you have to know when and how. But the ma'aseh sofer shel dover, Rabbi Yisai, there's so many different hogas in the house. To be manning the house, Rabbi Yisai, you have to keep your serenity. You think it's hard, it's not easy, but midas ha'kaz, Rabbi Yisai, has to be distant, Rabbi Yisai. It's goyim, tremendous, tremendous ta'usim, Rabbi Yisai. In anhaga with your wife and your family, Rabbi Yisai. I was sitting in Ne'er Yisrael Beis Medrash. I don't tell you how many years ago, but it was a summer's man. Many years ago, I was a bach in Ne'er Yisrael Beis Medrash. Bein Hasdorim, I was sitting there. A guy drove in from Washington. He drove to Washington. He came, I didn't recognize, he came in there. I was sitting there, but there wasn't too many guys sitting there. Not to the bill of it. Happened to be that day. I happened to be sitting there. Anyway, Lemaisa, so this guy comes over. I didn't recognize anything. He wasn't part of the yeshiva. Comes over. My rav sent me. I couldn't find either three people to matter and neder. He said, you have to matter. You have to run all the way. Yeah, it's a very serious neder. What happened? Well, I got angry at my wife and I answered her b'hanor. I was going to Bacha. I said, oh wow, sounds like marriage is Gishma. But anyway, he said, I asked her Bahano. I'm not having an Anah from her. He couldn't eat. Kitzah, he said, the Rav said, you better go find three there and make him a Pesah, whatever. I don't know if, I hope I was able to matter the nether. Whatever, there was a Tamahong there, whatever. We sat and made a bez and we matter the nether. You see how much a guy got angry? So to the point? He lost it, Rav. He lost his marbles. He lost his marbles. He's angry. What he asked his wife, no, no supper tonight. What's that place called? Eric's. The Kitzah, Sofishal Tova, everybody said, all the problems, many problems started to happen because the toys comes from this akasa, when a person doesn't have any control, he loses this hanhoga, he loses his own hanhoga of himself, maybe he can't be minding other people. And everybody said, Hashem Yirach, the decisions that are made. So there's two things everybody said, the person has to learn. That he has to work on this inyan, but he said, work on midas hakas, but he said, in order to have proper relationships and proper matzon, but the person has to handle himself. And even though they get under your skin, you have to learn the eitzah, but he says, you do the timeout, you go into the room, take a timeout, if you're getting upset. But more so, the person says, the time that you are upset, for whatever reason, whether your ears are not blowing smoke and your nostrils coming out smoke, but your mom is upset and sorry, person, at that moment, don't make a decision. Don't make a decision whether hug with your wife, with your children, with your hug. Stay away from the decision, person. Wait till you calm down, you settle down. At that moment, the decisions that are made, and many ta'usim are made that moment, many things that are said, Rabbi say, Bishas Kaso, because it's a toys, there are things that ruin his marriage for life, because he says to Bishas Kaso, he doesn't mean, for the mice, there are things that are very hurting, and because he's not showing on himself, the mouth runs wild, and he could destroy his marriage, Rabbi say, he could destroy, or even save the marriage. These are things that are very hurting, and a woman does not forget, it's the biggest story, Rabbi say, in life, you have to always know, women do not forget, especially things he did wrong. You can be a guy like 17 years later, he told me, oh, she was one thing happened. He says, oh, I remember 17 years ago, he still forgot to buy flowers the first Shabbos. We were married, the second Shabbos we were married, he forgot to buy flowers. What? I remember you were crying that Shabbos, and I went afterwards, I bought you candy, your favorite Kit Kats. And I went out to buy Kef Kef. And I went out to buy whatchamacallits, and I came with a whole platter, and you so smiled. And you were so happy, Baruch Hashem, I brought you everything. You still remember it? Yes, because women deal in an emotional way, Rabbi Hashem. Because they deal in an emotional way, emotions you never forget. You never forget things that are done with emotion. Emotions, that's what you have to learn with it, emotional. Moshe Feinstein says, that how do you to remember Torah? He says, When something's a pella, something's wild, so it stirs your emotions. Something's like wild, you never saw it before. It stirs you. Everybody remembers the first time they saw an elephant, right? Why? It's the first thing you said, wow, it made such an impression on you. It got the emotions stirred up, like it got you excited. That's emotions going. You're excited, your emotions are going. But something that affects the emotions, so that stays with you forever, I said. Klois eid v'sechem, says the positive emotion. Al kenitz or asam nafshi. Klois eid to say your edos, your Torah is a pella. The Moshe says, if you want to remember Torah, every time, wow, it's unbelievable chiddush. You know the big chiddush you remember. Wow, what a chiddush! Klois eid v'isecha, said David Melach. Alkein it's so awesome nafshi. That's why I remember. It says the Moshe, that's the pshat. So Melo, that's the besoid of women because the Moshe remembers it. Rabbi said, therefore, when you're kas, you're going to say something chas v'shalom very hurtful, and it could chas v'shalom. This could be something that forever. Rabbi said. You're 80 years old, you know, you're walking with a cane, you're walking down the street.
You remember the time, Harry? We were in the bed, that was 60 years ago. I don't even remember my last name. How am I supposed to remember it?
He waves his cane.
You remember, Harry? You weren't sensitive to my feelings. Bertha, can't you forget it? I bought you so much jewelry.
Okay, Harry, I'll try. 60 years later, Harry and Bertha are still fighting over that argument they had. He said hurtful words. He was angry. But when you're angry, take a time out, just like you tell your kids, time out. Try not to get angry. Work on it, really. But it's the greatest thing of us. A person can remain as cool. First of all, it usually frustrates the other person. If you don't get angry. But if you have to get angry by saying that moment of anger, don't say anything. Ziploc. Have masking tape with you. And close your mouth at that time. Settle down. And then talk logically. Because at that time, you're going to say things that are wrong, hurtful, and not right to do. With your kid, with your family, with each student, Rabbi Sayyid, take the time out, Rabbi Sayyid. You're angry. And sometimes you're not angry, raging inside, you're bubbling. At that moment, oh, I hit the bubbling state. Ziploc. No talking. Sometimes they say, so what do you have to say? Time out. I get 3 timeouts. Time out. And you go and you settle down, and then the Chochmah comes back. The Chochmah is Talek, as you know. But he said, it's a miracle lesson. But he said, for Moshe Rabbeinu, Bolech Lal Tas, Bolech Lal Toys, the Helik of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he said, Kol Shechei V'Kav V'Choyma, Asher B'Yish V'Zecha, to work on these Midas, but he said, be able to build the Bayez Nemon, the Nochon B'Yisrael.